if we do that.
You understand what we're talking about?
Kind of. I'm a little, I don't know the whole commercial residential, like what he was asking exactly. I don't understand that, but I kind of get what you're talking about on the special use and Division 3.
Division 3 really locks in what you're proposing to do and would run with the property if you sold it down the road, where a special use is a special use for the one time.
Okay.
And if it doesn't run with the land, basically, you would, if you sold the property, whoever purchased it would have to come back for
another.
I mean, the owners would sell and buy, and they'd be all polka dots. It needs to be Division 3.
Would that be suitable to you?
I believe so, yeah.
And it looks like kind of all the projects here.
Mm-hmm. That's how I had it.
I went with
Is
Jeff.
Division 3
yeah,
just stick with duplexes? Or?
No, what it would do, it would follow the, if we agreed to the nightly rentals, that would follow it from owner to owner.
Okay.
If we don't, a special use permit is an individual owner at the time. And the next time, we may not okay it for that.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, another thing on special use permits, now we don't know who the owners are going to be.
Yeah,
that's
a lot
another
of times
point.
We're selling without knowing who we're okaying a permit to.
Yeah, that's right. That makes sense.
And Scott, that can be amended. It wouldn't be a new application and to go through.
No, that's the same application.
Yeah.
All those applications.
That we follow the February 11th meeting and we just look at that time.
Yes.
Make a decision.
Yep.
Okay. So it wouldn't delay the project.
Okay.
When you send out your mailers, is it noted on there that we are talking about a nightly rental?
Yeah. I was reviewing them and I've seen the nightly rentals on all of them.
Yeah, on the notification.
Okay. Yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
Do we just want to go ahead and move it?
Yeah,
into
I'd
the
just
next
say
one
the next
same,
one
same map.
Is one's a section, it's three duplexes built on these three lots, and that's not zoomed in very good, and I'll put it to the beacon. But we have lots one, lots 2A, which are this whole part, and then lot 6A. So on this whole section, it's going to be a request for three duplexes, like just like what we heard. So
my kind of house got that green space there in the middle. What are we going to do with that? Does it have to retain there?
I imagine it would be required by the subdivision.
Right. Yeah.
Regulations. So we would require that to stay there.
The green space to the. Okay.
Just to the south of 2A, between 2A and 6A.
Okay. Yeah, that was kind of my plan, is to build the duplex to the. Not in that green space and leave that there. That was kind of the idea of that.
In fact, I don't know if you want that green space to go to the homeowners association or.
Right now, it's part of lot 2A when they replatted. Because I believe that's how Kathy has it. I'll have to look again. I looked at too many plats today. Everybody's
so that's going to cut your building area down if you retain that. Just what, I mean, that's all that wants to be brought up.
So from where that red line is, that's the green space you're talking about down?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, I don't think we need that space as much.
Intended to use this.
Yeah.
I would imagine it's not available in the
future. Yeah.
Yeah, Doug, you're right. This from red line to red line is lot 2A. Even though they own that one, he's bringing lot 1A, 2A, and 6A through for the duplex approval.
thinking the same Division 3 concept for this area as well?
I am for all those in Crow
Creek.
Yeah,
it's been a nice round.
So what's the next...
His next proposal is for 10 lots. You can see they're already divided. It's part of Cove at Cross Creek Phase 1. They're lots 14 through 23, which is down here. Lots 14 through 23, they average in size from approximately 7,000 square feet to 9,800 square feet, and were platted in 2003. Of course, all these have availability to the Water District and the Taney County Regional Sewer District. And where the red lines are your approximate lot lines.
You say the square footage on where, Scott?
Yeah, on the plat, they go from 7,000 to 9,800 square feet.
But we're talking single family homes here.
Yeah. And all these would have the, you know, the off the road parking and stuff like that. And I'm not quite sure if it being submitted in a Division 3 would change the requirements for parking or anything.
It'd be the same.
Okay. So we fit, you know, that whole thing.
There's a copy of the 2003 plat. 14 starts right here down through 23. It's 0.17 of an acre.
And I believe there's a sewer line running all the way down below those lots.
Were you going to finish developing the road on Sunrise on down to Denda?
I think that's the plan to finish those lots. I don't know how, if we'll go all the way through or just
to... No, at least down to Denda.
Our lots, yeah. Yeah.
Well, it looks like the road continues on.
Yeah.
It's actually platted and comes back out on Steve Highway, or it was almost right there, by the church.
So would he be required to do that if the road is platted to continue on?
It's a public road. He can go forward.
As far as he wants to go, we're not going any further than that.
Any other questions on this application? Hearing none, then we'll see you February 11th, and then you might get with Scott on the Division 3 permit.
Yeah, we'll need to get the board, the parking plan, representative plan, just a whole bunch of different things that we'll go over.
Okay.
We'll set a time, and you can come in, we'll sit down.
Okay. Is there anything else that I should have ready for the public hearing that, like, maybe, I don't know, that I might miss or something? Or
yeah, that's what we'll go over.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's what we'll go over.
Okay. Cool. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Next, we've got 1845 for a proposed garage conversion into a single-family home for nightly rental use, located at 847 Airport Road.
You guys might remember this parcel. Angela came through, I think March 12th, 2018, for the home right here. Which you did approve. I'll just read this opening statement and then get it pulled up on the pictometry. The applicant's requesting a Division 3 special use permit for the ability to nightly rent a remodeled garage to a four-bedroom single-family home. The garage sits on approximately 15.22-acre parcel located at 847 Airport Road. This parcel received Planning Commission approval to nightly rent the existing single-family home on March 12, 2018. which has not been finalized yet, so.
No, after speaking to the fire department, I didn't know that I was going to have to put the additional sprinkler system in. So I'm working on that now, getting bids and stuff. Kind of ran out of some money, but I was the one that lived in Texas. My mom had medical problems and I moved here. And I wanted to supplement that income. And then getting into it, now I've sold my house in Texas, so that's why I want to go forward with the garage part. I'll stay in it when it's not rented, and when it is, then kind of offset that cost, try to make some money back financially. Now the acreage, I mean the house and the garage is separated probably, what would you say, Scott, maybe a half acre in between?
I can measure it.
They had a trailer home over there at one time when they were building the house. And I've tried to call a lot of septic people with the holidays. A lot of people haven't gotten back with me. I had one guy come out, and he thought that it had its own septic, but I haven't confirmed that. And the water well was shared. Now, the house has had a new septic tank in it, and it's more way down by the front of the house. That Fannie Mae put in.
Your builder says it's structurally safe to build a...
Yes, and I've already had the builder out there and have his stuff. He was going to make me plans, and they're waiting for plans for him to figure out the septic and the water. Now I do have a guy now for the plumbing, but he's working on my house with the fire chief. So they're drawing all that out as of last week. They were. I'm just kind of getting ahead of them this time instead of behind. So hopefully the next meeting I can have a lot more information.
Like a floor plan?
A floor plan, and if it's septic, how big and all that. I've gone over that with Scott a little bit to make sure. I've also called the guy. He was going to come out and check it out, but he hasn't made it out there yet. When you gave me the number?
John from Environmental Services, John Suti.
Yeah. He was kind of busy the first week. Everything was getting pushed back. He was trying to get more bids. He wanted to make sure he got the guy in place for the septic. So I guess he was working on that for a plan with the city.
And Scott, if you zoom out, is there from a resident, other residential homes?
There not is. Much. They're a little ways away.
I think that's why we agreed to this, because it's just...
It's pretty secluded. Yeah, you can't really see nothing. In the winter, I can see a little bit, but not much.
I'm concerned about the sewer for the garage.
Yeah, we are too. I want to make sure that that's, done. Someone comes out and figures that out, because I don't have any answers for that yet. But I'm pretty sure that the water pump is with both homes because it's right in the middle.
Yeah, I indicated to Angela that we'd have to have somebody that would analyze what they had. She said there's something existing for the mobile home, but we'd have to try to determine what was there, and about all you can do is tank size. So even if what was there, she would have to pretty much size it to her nightly rental, which is going to be 4-bedroom, but that'd still be for like a 5-bedroom. So it's going to be needing to have a 1,500 gallon tank.
What the other guy was thinking, that maybe that's not what's there. Yeah, they probably just try to get away with whatever they could.
So due to the acreage, she won't be required to get a Division I building permit because footprint doesn't change, but she will be required to get the septic.